Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. And you are? How are
I
you?
am. I'm fine. I'm Sharon Parker.
Hello, Miss Parker.
How are you?
I'm good, Miss Parker.
Cheryl, I
Good.
think the recording is already on. You want to turn that off?
Okay, hold on. I don't know why. She'll give us the words to say and to continue the mandate to keep the global home prayer going where it needs to be going. And everybody that's on the line, if they need healing or prosperity, it's done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, ladies, to Global Home Prayer meeting tonight. We rescheduled it due to the Labor Day holiday. So I'm so glad you got the message and you're on tonight. And is there someone else that just joined the line and I didn't get your name?
Lorraine Hutchison.
Lorraine Hutchison. Thank you, Ms. Hutchison.
You're welcome.
Cheryl, I'm on the line too. Sharon had to put me on.
Oh, okay. That's Brenda.
Yeah, I'm on the line. I got the recording and the list of who's on.
Okay. Okay, you got the recording on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, ladies, so we want to welcome you, as I said, tonight. And we just want to give you a few announcements. Had a great time at Pastor C's party. Oh, just not a party, it's just Pastor C's party. It was just phenomenal. Had a great happiness. It was just a great atmosphere. It was just awesome. I never been to a pastor's party that was that awesome. I can just say that for me. And it just was a wonderful time. And if you still didn't get a chance to come, we just still getting asking you to still sow into her, and you can get the CDs, and it'll just bless you to bless the woman of God. So if you didn't get a chance to go, you can still sow into Pastor C and for her birthday, and you will get a CD of all what's going on and what happened at the birthday party. It still is going to be available to you once you sow your seed. Okay? Also, Pastor C will be speaking this weekend from September the Friday, Saturday at the ladies at the welcome. Oh, yes. And we want to welcome our newest member, Michelle Baines Fulbright. Welcome.
Yay.
And also, Pastor C is going to be speaking on the 13th through the 15th at Greatness Await You. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. If you were trying to go, you would need to email Maria Morgan as soon as possible so they'll know that you will be accompanying Pastor C on that. And we will be lifting her up in prayer that God will touch her and that he will give her the anointed word to speak. Also, Pastor C has another conference that we can attend. It's here in Houston, September 21st, 2019. She is the speaker. The tickets are $20, and it's at Hilton Garden Inn, 12101 Shadow Creek Parkway, Pearland, Texas. It's Women of Victory Conference. Please, let's support her. It's here in Houston if you can. She looks forward to seeing you there and for your support, and always keep her in your prayers. And the last one we have here is a CWC Training Institute shift that Apostle Cassandra will be speaking on October 12th, and we will keep you posted on that. It's a time of elevation, and Pastor C will be speaking on October 12th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Rock Ministry International on Lee Road in Humble, Texas. Again, that's here in Houston. And she just looks forward to our support because she's our apostle and of this line and of her ministry. And so she's just looking for that. And if not, please pray for her and keep her in your prayer. And so now I gave you all the announcements, and if we now can turn it over to Pastor C.
Okay, Cheryl. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. My hat goes off to Cheryl and Brenda. Oh, boy, when I see them, I know they help us on Global Prayer Homes as our administrators, but I see more than that when I look at both of them. I mean, they're like pea in a pod. They are together. I can tell they have love and support each other, and I just want to send my love and appreciation out to both of them. And if you guys can help me always embrace them and love on them and thank them for leading us and guiding us, because if we didn't have the administrators, I don't know where I would definitely be. And I still need to make an appointment with Cheryl and Brenda before this month is out. We got to go to lunch together. So I'm telling y'all that right now so y'all can hold me responsible. We need to try to slip away next week for a quick girl's lunch. I just want to show y'all how much I appreciate you and brag on you publicly, because I see that you guys have connected, and I know it wouldn't be like that if you wasn't connected with us in Cassandra Scott Ministries. I just see a tight bond, a tight sisterhood there, and so I want to publicly thank both of them. Can all of the ladies that are on with me just give a quick yay to Brenda and Cheryl for the job they do to keep us on point? Yay, 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 yay. We love you. Thank you, administrator. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so tonight, Brenda's going to help me and tell me who's on. I know Sharon. Let me do this. Sharon, would, and not because I don't know, but I want to write this down for my notes for a reason. City and state.
Okay, Pastor C, I don't have the names. I just have numbers. I know Tony Sherry is on. Sharon Parker is on.
So I'm asking, I know Sharon said she was on, Sharon Parker, with City and State. That's what I'm trying to get, Brenda. Maybe you can write it down for me, too. Sharon?
Dyer, Indiana.
Tony? Detroit. Cheryl Robinson, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say Sharon Quest?
Yes, ma'am.
With City and State, Sharon. You still with us? Brenda, mm-hmm. Houston. Larray, City and State.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Iowa. Okay. Sharon Quest still on with us?
I think it was Karen Quinn, me.
Karen? Oh, I got it all wrong.
Karen Quinn.
Karen?
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, you in Iowa too?
Yes, Des Moines, Iowa.
Beautiful. So, ladies, the reason why I'm asking it, because I'm trying to figure out where I got to come, especially if you guys got a home group, or maybe when I come visit your city and state, you can gather some people in your home or in your clubhouse or something as those that are in your global prayer homes. I got to start figuring out, based on the city and states, and put your name on our map, you know, where you are. And so that's why I'm asking, because that's going to be very important. Even Brenda and Cheryl, for you to let us know from our database the city and state everybody is in, because I'm going to need that at our round table with our directors. And I know some of you are doing, you know, your calls on the phone, and that's fine. I'm not trying to push you into the house if you're not there yet. But for those that are, I'm definitely and those that are not on in a house and you are on the phone, then I just have to set up a time with your phone call to come on there and minister to your people just as if we were in a home together. So that's what our 2020 is going to look like, me making sure I visit as Paul did to church plants so that they could be strengthened even the more, yoking up his gift with that individual's gift is what I want to do and help you and appreciate you next year for 2020. So I need all of y'all to just be praying. Please don't let go. Please don't let go of what God has designed you to do because our goal and desire is to touch men and women all over the world, and we definitely would not be able to do that without you. One of the scriptures, and I'm just pouring into y'all tonight, I love you so much. Thank y'all so much, those that were able to come to our birthday party, wish us happy birthday, send us birthday gifts. Some of you may not have had anything to send, but you send your love and your prayers. All of that is included, and want to say thank you, which tomorrow, September the 10th, is our official birthday. So I've never, ever, in 57 years, did anything like I did the other Friday night. So that speaks volumes. I just thought, I want to have a party, and I want to laugh and have fun. And Deborah Anderson just put the icing on the cake this morning with the scripture in Ecclesiastes, talking about there's a time to dance and there's a time to laugh. Because, baby, I have had those times of crying, all those other times and those seasons in Ecclesiastes, I have had them. But I was like, listen, I want to laugh, I want to have fun, and still be saved afterwards. And I'm happy to report I did not backslide, and nobody that was with us backslid either. That's just my little joke. But anyway, thank you, thank you. The scripture that I'm supposed to pour, see, this is my time to pour into you. This is when you get the impartation. This is the same impartation where you catch the mantle. You catch the mantle. And, of your leader. And I just want all of y'all to be open tonight. The Lord told me to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 through 13, and y'all can write that down. This is my impartation tonight. When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Why? Why? Why in the world are we together? I want you to remember this. To equip God's people for the work of ministry so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of fullness of Christ. Don't ever forget that scripture as long as you're connected to me. Why in the world am I connected with Cassandra Scott? Ephesians chapter 4, so that we can equip God's people for the work of ministry. That's why you have that global prayer home, so that they can be built up in prayer, that they could be built up in discipleship, they could be built up in the fivefold ministry gifts, and understanding what their gift is, the three strongest gifts that they have to offer to the body of Christ, okay? And so when Jesus was, when the resurrection came, Jesus ascended to the Father's right hand. And, you know, when he ascended there, ladies, he was given all authority in heaven and on earth. And from that position, as the reigning king of the universe, guess what God, Jesus did? Jesus gave his church its God-ordained administration. Jesus gave his church his ordained administration. And we are so blessed tonight, ladies. This call is recorded so you can come back. I want you to come back and listen to me over and over again so that the same spirit that is on me will be released to you. That's why you're connected. That's why you're connected, so that we could equip God's people for the work of ministry. How am I going to do that, Pastor C? I gave you everything you need on our website. I gave you everything you should be saying on that website. The discipleship, The Lost Art of Discipleship is on our website. Taking the Spiritual Gift Assessment is on the website. And then there are even scriptures that I started out praying when I first started on the website. Everything you need is there. The only other thing is you got to stay in position. And you can't let a month go. Y'all see what happened with me on last week? Last week was Labor Day. So I told the ladies, let's switch it 1 week down. But I wasn't going to let the month go without being with you. That's how you have to be with your people as well. If something come up, don't just not do nothing. Be a woman of your word. Be a woman of strength. Take care of your duties at home with your children and your husband. Be on top of your game. Be on top of your game. Well, nothing is missing. Nothing is lacking. Because God has a plan for us. Do y'all know, Karen? Do y'all know, Sharon, Larray, Brenda, Cheryl, Tony? Do y'all know that men are calling me? Men that pastor some of the largest churches, they don't know what to do with their congregations. Do y'all hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
They don't know what to do with their people. Their people not trained in prayer. They calling me asking me for answers.
That's awesome.
They calling asking me, what do we do? How do you do your meetings? What do you say? What scriptures are you using?
Yeah.
The only reason is God's grace is on us and that we are committed to equipping God's people for the work of men. We're not out here playing no games with people. We serious at this point. We have nothing to lose but everything to gain with Christ. And so tonight the Lord told me to release that scripture on you, and he says that he have a plan for new wineskin through us. And God has given us everything we need to make a new wineskin that can hold his wine. Okay? God wants us to prepare a wineskin that can hold his new wine. He wants us to prepare a people that can hold what he's releasing. And it must be poured. That's why I say tonight, I'm pouring into you. Don't ever take the opportunity that you have with me lackadaisical. Know that it is, I'm not going to waste your time ever. I'm only going to give you what God has given me. And the glory of God is the new wine. He wants us to pour the glory of God into these people. But only God's new wineskin can hold it. The wineskin is the church. It's us. We got to prepare a people to pour into them this new wine. So please don't take your position lightly. Please don't take it. This administration that God has given us with apostles, many of you will be emerging apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and together these make up the church fivefold ministry. Okay, and he's been speaking to his church about this new wineskin for a long time, a long time. Many of us are just coming into what he wants to pour into his people. So don't take those people's lives for granted. Don't think, oh, no, I only have two people. I only have one. What? One? That's a whole person. That's a whole person. It only took one man to die on the cross for our sins, okay? And so I just wanted to release that scripture, Ephesians 4, 8 through 13. 8 through 13. And so when you meet with your people, you should be saying what I just said to them, to you. that our mission and goal is to equip God's people for the work of ministry, not just to have a cute little gathering. Amen. And so 2020 is going to be really significant, and you keep building those people, having those meetings on a monthly basis. At the end of the year, I don't know if Brenda or Cheryl can see what the first weekend is in December.
Just a moment, Pastor. I got it. Hold on.
The end of December. You know, you guys have really taken the role of a global prayer home director. You are a global prayer home director. What's the, is it the 7th, 6th and the 7th, December?
Yes, huh? The 6th and the 7th is the first. It's Friday and Saturday in December.
Okay. So, ladies, just mark your calendar, and I'll give everybody more information because we're still in the planning process. On that weekend, we're going to have a retreat and a Christmas party. And I know many of you in other cities and states, and you may or may not be able to come, but this particular meeting, those that can't come, we're going to have a like a Zoom or something, because you've got to be in this meeting on the 6th. The 6th is the retreat, and the 7th is the actual Christmas party where CSM Turning Point, we all have our party together. But we're going to have the end-of-the-year retreat and planning meeting. And so you guys are going to have to be on that meeting with us for December the 6th. But we got more information to come. Some of you may want to fly here. It is going to be in Houston, and we're working on the location. But if you absolutely can't come, don't worry about it. We're going to figure out how we can have – y'all, excuse me. I think I'm trying to catch a little something. But can y'all just mark your calendars off? Because you know you got to be with me on the 6th. On the 6th, more information to come. More info to come. That's the end of the year, planning retreat and Christmas party. And so, and then we're going to be mapping where we're going for 2020. I just want to ask the ladies, if you want to report, anybody want to report, you had a meeting last month, and if we could get at least one report, and then we'll have our faith increase on that one report, and then we can close for the night. Did anybody have a meeting last month? Tony? Did I hear two or one?
You did hear me.
Okay, Tony, can you give us a minute, and then we'll go to the next person for 1 minute, and we'll close.
Yes. Last month on the third Saturday at 6 a.m., I had my very second call for Millennial Women, and I had 6 women on, and my granny actually joined us, and it was really phenomenal that even by the end of the call, my granny was just giving us accolades, you know, saying this is something really awesome that you're doing and something that your generation really needs. And I also did a call to action for the young women. I told them, you know, I don't want to be the only one speaking. I want to offer opportunities for others of them to bring focuses and to join in on the praying. So it's been really awesome to hear the interest and as we're building for the months to come. So, yeah, that I had 6 people on my second call was really
beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Yay, Tony.
Yes,
I'm so proud of you. Can everybody give Tony a shout out? Amazing. 6 millennial
Yay,
women.
Tony.
Yeah. Wow. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. Who else was that behind Tony?
Lorraine, here in Des Moines, me, Jesse, and Karen, we had one this Saturday. We do it actually every Saturday, but we had one this Saturday, and families have been on. We've probably had about maybe up to 18, 19 people come on, and mainly a family that comes on.
Beautiful.
Like a couple pastors come on, and, you know, they give us our accolades, and everyone is coming in. And so next time we're going to do a youth with the family, youth day with the kids, and have the kids come on and have a focus and stuff like that too.
Oh, beautiful. So, Lorraine, you and Karen live, are y'all doing it together?
Me, Karen, and Jesse Harden, all three of us do it together here in Des Moines.
Wow. And Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse on tonight?
I believe so.
Yes, I'm on. I'm on.
Oh, good, Jesse.
I'm half asleep when I'm on.
Uh-oh. I understand. That's why I know our minute is up now. I want to congratulate all three of you for working together to touch the lives of those people there. Y'all know I got to get down there.
Yes.
Yes.
Y'all know I got to get there. So please stay close. Please keep your ears open. Cheryl and Brenda are going to make sure y'all have all the information, everybody, but y'all got to plug in with me to that end-of-the-year meeting so we can have Iowa on our schedule to get there for 2020. And however we have to work it from there, we will work it from there to make sure that we touch your city. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, keep up the good work. Don't let go, ladies, whatever you do. Well, can everybody congratulate the three of them for working together? And, yes, come on, let's give them a shout-out. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Keep up the good work. Yes. And so, ladies, our next meeting will be, I think, the first.
It'll be October 7th.
Yes, you're right. Okay, October the 7th. Everybody just go ahead and put that in your phone and just be prepared. Know that Pastor C, all month I pray for Global Prayer Home meetings. You know, like this month, September, I'm praying for every one of you for your connections, for your meetings. And don't forget the lost art of discipleship. Don't forget to pray those scriptures on your, and if you're out there and you don't, you know, you're mature and you don't need it, you, of course, you know what I'm saying, but when I say those scriptures, some people still need that guide, but you got to make sure everybody knows about that spiritual gift assessment and everybody takes it. Do y'all know at my birthday party, they had those on the table at every table, scroll, like a scroll with a cute ribbon on it? When I opened it and saw that, I almost fell in my kitchen when I saw what it was. That everybody at my birthday party had the opportunity to take their spiritual gift assessment. That's just, they know how important that is to me. So I don't want y'all to forget it in your announcements and when you're connecting with your people. Make sure that they get that done, okay? That's called discovery. You want those people to discover who they are. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to ask Brenda to close us in prayer. I got to jump off for another board call, but if Brenda can close us in prayer, we'll see everybody for next month.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for this time, Father God, for getting together, Father God, for the meeting to come together and be a blessing, Father God, by sharing what we have done and what you have done through us, Father God. We pray for Pastor C, Father God. We pray that you touch her throat, Father God, and just relieve her, Father God. Give her grace, Father God, and mercy, Father God. I pray for each person on the line, Father God. I pray for their household, Father God, and everything that's attached to them, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to bless them and encourage them and keep them safe, Father God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, Father God. And we just give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good night, ladies.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.